So can you do your Buddha?
Even when I'm not sitting.
Even when you're not sitting.
Even when I'm not in the proper position. I mean, not oblivious, but I think my sati is better since the last time I was here. So even when I'm walking around, doing my thing, going to the protest, it's not so jumpy.
So what were you doing? You still kept your puto while you're going on protest?
I kept my sati. Sometimes I don't have a puto. No,
but that's not correct. I mean, you always have a point of reference. That's why we either have the breath or the Buddha. If you don't have a point of reference, we don't know where the sati is going.
When I'm sitting, I do. But I mean, when I'm walking in the demonstrations or things like that,
Yeah, but you focus on this, and then you focus on that, and that focus on that, focus on that, focus on that, focus on this. I mean, the mind constantly jumps around.
You see,
the mind follows the object.
Yeah. But so it's not the football, but it's very
it's not the same.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's not the same.
But
I mean,
you can have football while we're doing.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
But like I'm listening to you, I want to concentrate on what you're saying, not on football.
Well, yes. Yes. I mean, if I say something and you concentrate on the Buddha, you know, the heart will receive it. If you want to understand what I'm saying, that's a different thing. But when you listen to the Desana of Lungta, I mean, the Dhamma comes from the heart.
Yes.
So, and that's where it arises, in the heart. So, and the Buddha leads us to the heart. So, I mean, if you say Buddha, or if you are with the heart, you know, and see, you know, the Dhamma coming, arising here. That's a proper way. I mean, don't get fooled, you know. I mean, you think your sati is good, you know, when you know that you observe the tree, then you observe the water tank, then you observe this person and don't think anything, then you observe that, you know, then you see the food, then you think, and you think your sati is good. But the sati is jumping. You're not on the same point. If you don't have a point of reference, then you don't know where the mind is going. So the important thing for the practice, you know, and try it. I mean, Lumpo said also something. You know? Try, you know, always to be on the Buddha. And if you do something else, you know, if you want to think about something, then think about the 32 parts of the body. You remember? He said that. If you want to think about something, think about the 32 parts of the body that we just recited. The head of the hair, you know. Think about the food that came in, and the food that is in the stomach, and the food that is in the toilet, yeah? If you want to think about. Because that, the body, is that gives rise to greed and hate. Don't forget that. If you don't have a point of reference, we don't know where we are. You think you know where we are. But that is the problem for most of the practitioners. You remember the Desana of Lungta. I mean, he said, you know, he had sati, you know, in his Desana, where he said, you know, how to, when his chitta turned and so on. No? You remember? Because he did not. You understand that? You remember that? Because he did not have a point of reference. He did not have his parikamma. That's why his chitta, either went up or went down. So how can you say, I mean, you read, you know, Lungta, and you heard Lungta, you know, and how can you say that I have my sati? You don't.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Not that I have the 100% sati, but my question is, when I'm not in the temple, because I'm still a regular person with a regular life outside, so I have the puto, but when we're doing regular activities, not at here, that I'm always...
Yeah. If you have to think, you cannot do the puto. If you don't have to, if you walk, you know, in Bangkok, you can have the Buddha. Even if you listen to some, you know, demonstration, you know, you can have the Buddha. But now, I mean, the time of demonstration is over. So, but if you go and talk, listen to friends, you can have your Buddha. But the moment you have to think, what I'm going to buy, you know, or what kind of food am I cooking, then you can't have the Buddha. But when you prepare the food, you can have the Buddha. All the simple activities. I mean, in the more Buddha you have, I mean, the more sati will come. Because you don't let the mind stray away. You don't know what he's doing when it is on this subject. Do you know what it is doing? Maybe sometimes you get an idea. But if you don't, if you really don't have a point of focus, that's really important. And that is the same thing. Either be it for the calm meditation or be it for the investigation. If you don't have a point of focus, so when we do investigation and focus on the skin, then we just say tacho, tacho, tacho. That is our point of reference. And every thought has to turn around this point of reference when we do investigation. When we do the reflection, the of our point of reference is, you know, to recall every moment of our day. Have you done that at home? No, you forgot it.
Yeah, but it's a process.
Yes.
I don't forget what you teach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but one doesn't do it, you know, it's the same.
No,
nearly does.
Not enough, probably.
No. I mean, the daily reflection at the end of the day, you know, be it a meditation day or be it a day in the world, shows us, you know, what we have been doing, what we have been thinking, where the problems lie. That is the first part of investigation, you know, just a very coarse investigation. What did I do, you know? And then, if we do this reflection, I mean, we also see where our problems in meditation lie. Why don't we get to calm? You know, we still have a lot of expectancy. Okay, let's try to remedy this. I mean, the reflection is just, you know, recall, I mean, with what kind of thought did I wake up? What did I do then? What kind of thought or what kind of feeling was there? What, you know, then I brushed my teeth. What did I think there? What kind of feeling? Just recall it. Don't judge it. It's very important not to judge. This was good, this was bad, this was not so good. Let's make it again. Don't judge it, don't analyze it. Just look at it, observe it, recall it. That tells the heart, you know, what is going on. This kind of practice, you know, was leading to good results. Why? Because I just stayed with my Buddha. This kind of practice did not lead to good results. Why? Because I was expecting the results from yesterday. So, I mean, just this reflection shows us very clearly what we are doing. I mean, even when you are here in the monastery, you think you have sati, but you still don't know what you're doing and why you're doing and what kind of results it has. So now think, you know, I mean, in this safe environment, when you go back to Bangkok, I mean, how can you have this? Because things are flowing by just like the river, you know, and the water of the river, even if you stand in the river, you know, the water, you know, takes part and part and part of you away without you knowing it. You think you're still standing in the river, you know. But actually, you are already floating in the river. You go deeper in the river, deeper and deeper, without you actually noticing. You think you know. And that's where all the problems start. We think we know. Just know without thinking. We think we know, and that's where we get confused. You understand that? So don't think. For a moment, just be aware of what is going on in the heart. And don't say future, and don't say past. The past is a dead moment. The future is not a moment that we can live in. The past is not a moment that we can live in. It is only the present moment that we are aware, where we can be aware. So why do we think about the future? What am I going to do? Who is the I that wants to do anyway? Who is this? It's made out of 5 components. It's made of the body, of feeling, of memory and association, of thoughts, and of consciousness. This combined, mixed together, blended in, is called what we call I. Nothing else. So let's separate these things out. Aha, there was a thought. Ah, that's a group of thought. There was a memory. That's a group of memory. That's a feeling. There was a feeling. Then it sticks out, you know. I mean, it's not connected. There is no I in it. Leave out the future and cut off the past, and then just experience that present moment. That is the only thing that is alive. Everything else, the next moment is already dead. The past moment is already dead. See, from moment to moment. Tomorrow I want to do. You don't even know if you're alive tomorrow. Next year I want to do. We don't know how long we live. We only know this moment we live. Next moment we can be dead. So use it. We are not young anymore. We don't have that much time. We have used most of our energy already for living, trying to live the way of the world. Now we come to this place. Now let's just live in this present moment. Whenever the thoughts go out in the future, pull it back, you know. There is no future. Just take the 3 weeks that you stay here. Just be... What? You don't want to stay 3 weeks here?
I don't think so. I don't think I can. I'm not sure. Maybe we're talking to other people, right?
No, I was talking to you. I mean, 3 weeks is a minimum. See? I mean, see, you plan already for the future. Yeah? Yeah. This I have to do, that I have to do, and there will be no end to what you have to do. There is no end, because you finish this, and the next thing pops up. Oh, now I have to do this. Then you finish that. And then, now I have to do even more. Each time you finish something, you know, we have another task. It's instantly coming up. That's why resorting back, now pulling our back and putting ourselves in the monastery, we don't have to do anything that be in the present moment. Just be in the present moment. Be with the Buddha, be with the breath, or be with one of the 32 organs of the body.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a present moment.
That's what I'm supposed to do when I'm here.
Yeah, but if you're not with the Buddha, you will not. So you have to keep the point of reference. The amazing thing, being, you know, concentrating on the breath or concentrating on the Buddha, we know everything that is going around us. The more we concentrate, the more with the Buddha, the more we know what is going on. Because that is the direct path to our heart. But we want to think about this. We want to think about what I'm going to do tomorrow. I mean, I have to do this. I have to do that. I mean, you have done already enough. You have done in this world enough, more than enough. What is there else to do than get ourselves free? Look at the people. You know, the older they get, the more they are busy. They don't have time. I mean, they're retired from work, but you know, look at these people. They never have time. They have less time, you know, than the people who work, because they have to do this and that and that and that. And how does it stop? Ask yourself, how does it stop if you don't put a stop to it? How can it stop? If you say, no, it's not necessary. There are certain things that are necessary. I mean, figure it out what is necessary, what is vital and what is not vital. And then close down. And take that time. I mean, the world is going, you know, the world is going not always the same thing, you know. I mean, when we look at the civilizations, you know, I mean, be it the Asian civilization, be it the Western civilization, each civilization went to a height and then there was a disaster. It just was destroyed. So, now when we look at the world, our civilization, you know, all together, you know, now there is no complete integration of the West and the East, you know. We go to a height and then it will become destroyed. Huh? We don't know when. But the height, you know, I mean, we are climbing up, you know, to the height. And the next point is a fall, a disaster. And what are we going to do there? If we are not preparing ourselves, then we can't do all these things, you know. For instance, you know, I mean, tomorrow or in next year we want to fly to America to stay there. Then suddenly America disappears. So we cannot go there anymore. Or the airplanes don't go anymore. Think like this. I mean, be in the present moment and that is your safe place. Because in the present moment there is only one thing. It's a Buddha. It's a knowingness. In the next moment. And if there is something to do, the heart will know. And we have to try to rely on the heart. Not on our thoughts, what we want to do. On the intention that comes from the heart. Though it is not clean yet. But the intention from the heart is cleaner than our thoughts and our wishes and our... So when we know, when we are staying constantly with the Buddha, you know, we know what we have to do next. And as long as there is no need to do anything, we just go, can keep on doing Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Or investigation of the body. That's our task. I mean, I told you, you know, I mean, how important the three most important things, or the three things that are most difficult to attain. And Kunpeha hasn't attained all three. She was born in a country as a human being. She was born in Thailand, where there is a Buddha Sasana, and she has met arahants. So what can you achieve more in this life if you can't take the most out of it? Now that you have finished your work, now that you can retreat. When you look at all the old masters, you know, who after their life, you know, I mean, when they were 50 or 60, I mean, they dived into practice. They went into the forest and didn't want to know anything about the world. They didn't have to do this. Oh, yeah, still I have to do this business or that business. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have finished. No? But within 20 years, they could finish. Yeah? We don't know how many times we have. No? We don't know how many years we have to live. I mean, even if we are young, we don't know if we are not going to die tomorrow or if we don't get a terrible disease. I mean, we can have cancer any time. Next time we go, we don't even know it. We go to the doctor and he says, oh, cancer in the last stadium, yeah? Half a year to live. What are you going to do? The restlessness that drives us to do things is that, yeah, what we have to curb in. That is the restlessness that wants to think about tomorrow. What can we do, you know? Because if there is a tomorrow, there is an I. If there is just this present moment, there is no I. It doesn't make any sense. But if there is a past, if there is a present moment, and if there is a future, then the I, then our ego, our personality appears. If there's just this Buddha, you know, there is no I. I want, you know, and I don't want. This makes all the trouble. Now just use this, I want. I want my Buddha. That's all what I want. And that's all what I need. So now take these 3 weeks and just calm the mind for the first 1 or 2 weeks until you reach really a stable place. The safe house. The safe house of Upachara Samadhi, or where we are in Samadhi where there is no thought. When we can stay in this stable environment for 20 minutes at least without interruption, I mean, then we can do investigation of the body. Then we can start. But we have to reach that safe house every day. Every day to rest ourselves. We cannot rest ourselves, you know, by just sleeping. Just sleeping, you know, gives us a certain rest, the body rest, you know. But it doesn't give us the mind rest. The mind rest, the resting of the mind, and the happiness and the contentedness of the mind, comes through practice, comes through calming the mind, stilling the mind of thoughts. And if there is no thought, there is no wanting. There is no desire. There is no aversion. There is nothing. There is just experience. Experience of whatever there is. Be it the breath, or be it the Buddha, or be it, you know, pictures, or whatever. You know, it can be all sorts of things. That is called samadhi. The axis samadhi, upachara samadhi. That's our safe place. When we have rested enough, we can go out and then investigate. Investigate the body. In the body, there is the greed and the hate. There is this wanting, you know, we want to do with something with the body. At the moment, we don't want, you know, to be one of the creators of the worlds, you know. We still want to do something with the body. We want to build this or build that. We want to buy this or sell this, or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe we think our life, we think that we exist. Cogito ergo sum. I think that's why I am. Huh? We think out our life, you know, with the past and with the future. That's where our life, or where we get really solid. So we have to break that down. Break it down, you know, by concentrating just on Buddha. Until you reach that samadhi where there is no I, where there is no fear. There's no fear, there's absolutely no fear. Because there are no thoughts that bring up fear. There is no loneliness, because there are no thoughts that bring up loneliness, that makes us feel we are separate. Actually, we are unified. That moment, for that short moment, we are in unison with everything that exists in this universe. So get rest in that. And once you're really rested and feel really refreshed, then get out and do investigation of the body. Because the desires, you know, I mean, we don't think very much of the body. I mean, what can we do with the body? We can take it to walk, you know, walk there, or take it to enter the airplane, you know, and fly here and fly there. Wherever we go, we have to take this body with us. Now, it's not, you know, the important thing for most of us is not so much the body itself, what we want to do. It's the senses that come with the body. They only come with the body. The senses of seeing, of hearing, of smelling, of touching, of tasting, and of thinking. It's also one of the senses. That's why we take hoover this body around from place to place, you know? Huh? We take it to another place. See? Oh, that's nice, you know. See that? Oh, that's nice. You know, hear that? Oh, that's nice. Smell that? Oh, that's nice. Taste that? That's all nice. The body, the flesh, you know, and the poos and the blood and the shit, you know, and all these things inside we don't really want. But because of the body, it gives us these six senses. That's why we, you know, what we hanker after. And without the investigation of the body, we will not get rid of this. There's always something that we want to see. There's always something we want to hear. There's always something, you know, we want to smell. There's no end to this wanting of smelling, of the senses. We cannot get enough of the senses. Huh? Now we have to try this food. Now we have to try that food. Now we have to do this. Now we have to do that. And everything is just the same. It's just seeing. It's just hearing. It's just smelling. It's just tasting, touching, and thinking. Don't think up your world now. Live it. Experience everything that happens. Just experience it. Experience the Buddha. Just experience the knowingness. The satisfaction that comes just staying with the knowingness. There's no wanting. There's no pulling. There's no restlessness. There's nothing. There's just this pure experience. So stick to your Buddha from the morning, you know. I mean, remember the days when Lungta Mahabua gave about his own training of the citta, you know, of samatha. It just, you know, it didn't let the mind go anywhere else than Buddha. He forced it. Now you don't go off Buddha. Whatever he did, be it eating, he was doing it with Buddha. Be it sweeping, he was doing it with Buddha. Walking meditation, he was with Buddha. Don't go into the future. And stay here at least for 3 weeks. Otherwise, you don't get that calm. Okay. You have any questions? No? Do you have any questions? So you understood what Lungpo was saying? Now if you think, you know, think about the 32 parts of the body. If you want to think. Outside of the body. Yeah?
What else was Lungpo saying about the body when you ask Pierre if he already opened up?
Has he already removed the skin of the body? Okay. And looked inside? I mean, what he normally says about investigation of the body, I mean, open the body up, see, you know, think about the body. I mean, until you become tired of it, you know. I mean, you see, it's only full of flesh and blood and bones and, you know, sinews. I mean, what is there? You know, the moment you know you see it, you know, I mean, you see it in the beginning, says, yes, yes, that's like this, you know. But if you see it every day, you become tired of it. This is something that we have to carry around the body. 50 kilos, 60 kilos, 80 kilos, 90 kilos. Wherever we go, every step we take, you know, we have to carry that flesh around. Because, and that's what I said, you know, because with this body, you know, I mean, in this body is greed and hatred rooted in this body, you know, because of the senses. The senses come with the body. And that's why we have to get burr, you know, I mean, get tired, you know, but not tired, you know, like I don't want it anymore. You're tired of the body, I know. But you're not tired in the right way. You understand? When you think about the body, I don't want that. I mean, every one of us says, I don't want it. But he's still attached to the senses. I need to see this. I need to hear this. You know, I need to go there. Yeah? I mean, without this body, we cannot do that. So. Yeah. I mean, if it's an, I said, you know, if it's an obligation, you know, that's something different.
A question not related to maybe today's talk, since you asked if I have a question. Yeah. I have a it's been with me for quite a while.
Mm.
Meditate, and then it's happened, I mean, not every time, but it's happened very distinctly, at least 2 times, very distinctly, when the deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's not thinking
mm-hmm.
separate from the body.
Yeah.
Tucked in.
Yes.
But it's happened more than once again. Like very, not...
Yeah.
Not the regular peaceful meditation. What do you do after that? It's a good feeling, but you, it's like, I know, it's either there or here, whatever, but it is separate from the body.
Yes.
It happened when I meditate many, many hours. Like
okay.
What do I do after? Then eventually I come out of it, but am I supposed to
yeah.
do something?
I mean, is it really outside of the body?
Well, that's happened many years ago, but this
yeah.
one it's, but it is outside.
Well,
it's,
then
it's
have a look at the body. Then turn it around and look at your own body.
I was very bored of the body.
Huh?
I was bored, but I didn't see the blood, but Buddha. But you know that when it's very
yeah.
special. But then what am I supposed to do? Because it's something very special. But what
yeah.
do I do?
Yes.
But I look at the body. Well, I did look. I didn't see the blood or anything, but I know that, it's so boring to have a body.
That is not, you know, it's not that normal.
It's not the
No.
What do I do when...
I mean, look at the body, you know, look at it, you know, you, when your citta is really outside, you look at the body, you know. I mean, you see the flesh and the bones. Huh?
Okay, so
I mean, then take a knife and open it up.
But I can do that without
yeah.
the citta outside.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yes, but you know, you see it clearer.
Okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. Because after that, then, I don't do anything. I'm like, okay, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Or go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at the hell. Or look at the heaven.
Hmm?
I mean, that can be really refreshing.
But that hasn't happened. But I can mm-hmm. imagine, imagine, but I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, if the shitta is outside, you know?
I
yeah.
should do something because it's.
Mm-hmm.
I just.
Yeah.
Then
yeah. No, I mean, look at heaven. No, look at hell. You know, I mean, that is okay. Yeah? I mean, just to give you an idea, you know, how the beings there, you know, they still have to come. I mean, even in heaven, they still have to come. Yeah? But it's beautiful, and you might be completely absorbed.
Go,
yeah.
I can go. I only hear people. People have kubata and papai. You can go alone.
Yeah. Why not?
Just so I know. So you said I can, then if that
yeah.
happens, then...
Huh? I mean, yeah. Just go, yeah. And then have a look,
get
you know.
Me back.
I mean, Puto brings you instantly back.
Yeah, but Puto isn't there when that happens.
Yeah. The Puto is not there,
yeah.
you know, but
that
you
is.
Know, the moment you know you feel something, you can still cry out the Puto, you know, and then instantly you're back.
So if I feel something
yeah.
scary or it's
yeah.
somewhere, I
that's
think
right.
about the Puto,
yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah, or you can ask, you know, please, Lungta, help me, you know. And then you instantly back. Oh, Pabuddha Chao, go to it, do it, no? And then you're back. Mm. But look at the body, that is the best, it's the best thing, yeah? Yes, you know, I mean, maybe you're really tired. You know, when you look at the body, you know, when the citta is outside and looks at the body and says, what am I, you know, what the hell am I doing in there, you know? It's really tired. But the moment it goes back into, it forgets this experience. It still wants things, you know, then it wants to move, then it wants to drink, then it wants to eat something, then it wants to read something, then it wants this and this and this. Yeah? At that time when the citta is outside, it doesn't want anything. Okay. So tomorrow I will go for a few days to Pantap. I have some work to do. But on Thursday afternoon I will be back. So you just sit, yeah?
Can I eat the Pantap
for
your business in Pantap?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about that later. It's not pressing.
Can
And think about 3 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, but because I'm sorry, the last time that we spoke, I think, I'm sorry, it was something like, what I recall is at least 10 days, like 10 to 2 weeks, so that's what I kind of set my mind at, okay, mm-hmm. maximum, but I can do it. I added it up mm-hmm. to the 29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I always take your recommendation, but I had thought that, at least 2 weeks, I'm like, at least 2 weeks. Added up.
At least, you know, not at most. I mean, don't mix up at least and at most, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At least 2 weeks, you know.
And so I wasn't, but I can't.
Yeah?
Like, you know,
no, 3 weeks.
I'm not totally prepared, but I'll live. I don't need much.
No.
Okay.
And it gives you, I mean, especially, you know, after this time in Bangkok, you know, it gives you some rest. I mean, you still have the 3 months to pass. 3 months.
When?
I mean, sooner or later.
Oh, yes.
So 3 weeks is little.
Yes.
Huh? And then you see each time, you know, I mean, just stay here for 3 weeks. Each time you see the difference, the dukkha. Oh, ne. Kê bei apartment kong kao mai. Oh, sa duok sa bai kong mai tok bai nai. You'll tear what?
I need a little break, but that's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, you can have a break, you know, and then come back, you know.
It's a physical break. The mental, I'm fine. I'm just a physical break.
That's what you think you're fine.
Well, better than the physical, but after 3 weeks, but I'm trying to take a little break.
It's not the physical. The body does not care. It's a citta.
Yes.
Ask your body, do you care if you get this kind of food or that kind of food? The body doesn't care. All what it does, the body, is digest the food. If it's helpful, you know, it will strengthen it. If it's not helpful, you know, it just goes out as waste. Who cares about the food is the tongue. Huh? Who cares about the body? The health of the body is the citta. Yet, no, the body does not care. The citta has to take care of the body. But who cares about the body if it's healthy or not healthy is the citta. It's not the body itself. The body will die, break up, it doesn't care. The body is not afraid to die. It just goes, poops, gone. The citta, the driver is afraid that the car breaks down, huh? Yes, the driver is tired, you know, but the car is not. He doesn't know tiredness. And the driver is worried about the car that it will break down. Or it feels, no, today my car doesn't feel so, you know, I mean, something must be wrong with my car. I mean, the car does not care. Do you think the car cares? Huh?
No.
So it's a citta, it's a driver. Clear that out. If you can't make the separation, you will not be able to do body investigation. And you always think, you know, that this is and that is and that is. That's must and that's must, you know. How can you get free from this? Step out and then look, you know. And then, you know, when your citta is out, ask the body if he cares. Huh? The citta is happy and the body is happy. Both are happy. The moment the citta goes back in the body, both are unhappy. Citta is unhappy. Okay? Clear?